It's This Week in Bourbon, and our bourbon never goes out of style. Here's your headlines for April 12th, 2024. Derby season is abuzz here in Louisville with lots of events coming. Jeff Hotmire joins the board for Staghorn, and I can't find one, but there are now 18 new whiskey releases to talk about this week. But before we get started, here's a quick word from our partners.
It's that time again to get bourbon strong with Give270. Purchase your $50 tickets for your chance to win from our 50 bourbon prizes. Don't miss out on rare bottles and grand prizes like the legendary Pappy Set, a Weller Rainbow, and the Blood Oath Trilogy. Hurry, only 3,000 tickets are available. Single bottle winners go back in for the grand prize draw. Will you win the ultimate Pappy Set or one of our other incredible prizes? Get your tickets now at Give270.org. Charitable gaming license ORG 000273.
From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at WhiskeyAmbitions.com. It's that time of the year where everybody's starting to make their vacation plans on visiting Kentucky, the mecca of bourbon. And if you are coming to Kentucky, you need to make sure you visit us at Pursuit Spirits in Louisville. We're right in the heart of Clifton, near Butchertown and Nulu, and only just a few miles away from downtown Louisville. But when you do come, you need to book your experience to go do our whole shebang. This is the one that's really the star of the show. You get a full-on tasting. You get to do your own personal barrel selection experience. And you get to grab a whiskey thief and fill your bottle directly from the barrel. We're doing something completely brand new that nobody else is doing here in bourbon country. Plus, you get a free sweet tasting glass at the end of it. I guarantee you, you're going to end up being one of the many people that's also leaving us a 5-star review. So make sure you come and check us out. You can book your reservation by going to pursuitspirits.com and clicking the Visit Us button. Hey, everybody. I said there's 18 new whiskey releases, and Ryan cocks his head over me.
I was like, what?
Dear Lord, there's a lot to do.
I didn't know Taylor Swift sung about bourbon.
She
does. Bourbon goes out of style.
You're making me forget. It's like,
I thought you did Taylor Swift.
It's like, our love never goes out of style, something like that. And so my daughter this morning says, you should say our bourbon never goes out of style.
Oh, okay.
So I said, that's a good one.
Threw me for a curveball.
She has yet to do a line about bourbon. I'm not going to anticipate that one happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have a lot to talk about because we were off last week and we talked about it on Behind the Pursuit about our time off and what we learned and things that we, I guess you'd say, saw, viewed, took in, processed, whatever you want to call it.
We learned, or I don't know. I don't know the word.
Just the way that we look at and evaluated what bourbon was like outside of our little bubble here in Louisville.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you had a good trip in on the whatever boat you were on.
I was on a boat. There you go. Thanks.
Royal Caribbean.
Thanks, Ryan.
Whatever.
I hope you're good in that other, I don't know, other country you're in south of us.
Yeah. But it was a good week off. Good to reset, spend some time with the family. Gosh, I don't know, probably 4,000 calories a day and 10 drinks a day. So
now we're back
here. After day four, I was like, I cannot consume another calorie.
That's when you texted me and you're like, I can't wait to go back on our trail mix diet.
Yeah, which we just had lunch, which our lunch here at Pursuit Spirits, because we're poor, is Costco cheese and nuts packs and trail mix for dessert.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
But it guarantees us 400 calories of energy.
That's all we really need to get through the day around here.
That's right.
Well, I don't want to do anything else because we just want to jump into it, but do have two things to talk about. First is that there is a lot of people that have sent us messages because we put it out there on social media that said, hey, we're going to do signups for bottling and helping us around Pursuit Spirits. If you're interested in doing that, go to this short link. It is brbn.at/bottle. That's brbn.at/bottle. And there is the bottling form that you can go and sign up that gets you on the distribution list. So whenever we're going to be talking about the next time that we're going to bottle, there that's when we're actually going to go and send out a mass email that you can go and sign up to be there to help us bottle. And the second, first ever, never done this before, we have 15 tickets left for Pursuit Palooza. So I'm putting it out here first to people that listen to this. You can go to brbn.at, same exact link, brbn.at/palooza24. That's PALOOZA24. There's 15 tickets left. I'm not putting that on social media. I'm going to put it here first. If they don't sell out, we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks. But I guarantee you they're going to go fast. We sold out over 95% of the tickets in the first 24 hours. And so this is all that's left. If you want to learn more about what is going to be on Palooza this year, go to that website and you can find out. But this is your chance. This is the only time we've done it outside of our Patreon community as well.
Yeah, Palooza is an awesome two-day experience. If you haven't been to Bourbon Country, or you've been but want to do something much more insider, much more cool than just general tours at different facilities we have, and through our gracious relationships, connections in this industry, we're able to provide our fans with something they just cannot get. And it's an awesome 2-day experience for everyone. So I wouldn't miss out on that one.
Don't wait.
Yep.
Let's get on with the news. So this first one is that A21 Wine and Spirits, the operating division of Apogee 21 Holdings, has agreed to purchase Noble Oak American Whiskey brand from Edrington. They're a Scotland-based ultra-premium spirits producer. Noble Oak's bourbon and rye expressions are award-winning American whiskeys launched by Edrington in the U.S. market in 2018, known as a great whiskey with a noble heart. The brand has a mission to plant a tree for every bottle sold. Sales of Noble Oak have enabled the planting of more than 1.2 million trees at reforestation projects across the USA, and sales of Noble Oak and Bourbon and Rye are projected to reach around 35,000 9-liter cases for the current year. However, the terms of the sale were not disclosed.
Yeah, I saw that. I can't remember where I saw it. I saw that. Then
probably a news feed somewhere.
Yeah, and then I looked up and I saw, you know, it's about $30 price point, and it's like 2 to 3 year old Rosin squib juice.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. And then I guess they must do some kind of finishing or something to combine them. There's several types of finishing. They come back together. So that's congratulations to them. That's exciting.
Combine it together and you make a tree out of it.
That's right.
It's amazing. Yeah. The magic that you
sell
make
whiskey
happen.
And you make a tree.
That's how it happens. Slow Pass Bourbon. They're considered opening actually a new $70 million distillery in Springfield, Kentucky. And they've received state economic development initiatives to do so. The company was founded by a team with decades of bourbon production experience that aimed to provide bourbon and whiskey enthusiasts a rich and authentic Commonwealth drinking experience. This is, again, according to information presented to the Kentucky Economic Development Finance Authority that was actually in a monthly board meeting held back in March. The distillery's total investment is around $69.7 million, with around $51.5 million going towards building and improvements, and $7.7 million towards potential land costs. And this is, again, according to information presented to the board and recommended for approval. They plan to start with a job target around 37 and reach 43 people about after 3 years. The average wage is set to target around $35.50 per hour, including employee benefits. The project was listed under both the Kentucky Business Investment and the Kentucky Enterprise Initiative Act. The total tax incentives reached or received from both programs was around $800,000. Cannon Family Enterprises of Atlanta, Georgia, and Agresti Family Ventures of the Woodlands, Texas, actually hold partial ownership of Slow Pass Bourbon Company. The distillery has not yet had an existing presence in Kentucky until now.
Well, Washington County and Marion County are starting to really embrace these new distilleries. Willett, you know, who everybody knows Willett.
They're never heard of them. What are you talking about?
They're building their new distillery expansion in Springfield, in Washington County. So, yeah, I mean, this is exciting for the area.
I've never heard of Slow Pass or anything like that. So they're just, who knows? This might be another one of those IJWs going to build underneath our noses until we don't know anymore.
That's right. That's exciting for them. That's good for the area. So yeah, excited for it.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, and I forgot Potter's going to be in Springfield too.
That's true. Potter Jane. So hats off to them.
So Washington County might be the bourbon capital of the world soon. No, I'm kidding.
People have to come to Louisville, and then you have four places to decide whether you go to Bardstown, you go to Lexington, you go to Frankfort, or now you got to go to Springfield.
Well, Springfield's not too far from Bardstown. It's only about 10, 15 minutes past it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then never mind.
It's much easier to get to Springfield than Maker's Mark.
There you go. So you go start your day over in Bardstown, go hit Springfield, then you come back to Louisville. because if you plan on doing it, it's funny. I see this all the time. People are always asking, like, where do I stay when I come to visit the Kentucky Bourbon Trail? People are like, oh, go stay in Frankfort or go stay in Barstown. I'm like, I hope you realize, like, when you do that, you're really limiting to anything that you want to do after 5 p.m. because there's not much going on.
Yeah. I mean,
it's getting better.
It's getting better. Wednesday through Saturday, there's bars and restaurants, but, you know, only a handful. So,
yeah.
If you're only there for a couple of days and it's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but a lot of places are closed on Mondays for sure and Tuesdays. But yeah, Louisville's always got something going on.
Louisville has a ton of stuff going on. That's why we say it's like, come here and then you can go out there. But yeah, I mean, you're right. You've got what, Evergreen in Bardstown. You've got the new Mr. Tubbs that's in Bardstown. A lot of more restaurants are starting to build up around there. But beyond that, I don't know. I haven't really stayed in Frankfort past 3 or 4 p.m., so I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know too much about Frankfort. I know they have a Goodwood there. It's pretty cool, right on the river.
Yeah.
It's nice.
And the Frankfort Bourbon Society.
Yeah, they are good people.
Yeah, they are good people. All right, let's keep going here. So the 150th Derby is 1 month away, and Buzzard's Roost is betting big on offering 3 limited edition Derby experiences that are going to be available for booking now on their website at buzzardsroostwhiskey.com. All are going to take place at their Whiskey Row experience. The scoop is that you can do one of 3 things here. You have the Superfecta cocktail class, specializing in 3 delicious variations of the julep, plus 1 for the fillies. That's $75 a person. There's also the Favorite Tasting, an elevated take on the popular Barrel Secrets Revealed experience, subbing in 4 limited whiskeys from the Buzzard's Roost library for $95 a person. And there is the Inside Track, a 3-hour whiskey journey with master blender Jason Bronner, diving deep into the art and craft of crafting whiskeys. That's $250 a person.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't call it the trifecta.
Yeah, they really should have. Oh, they missed it there.
Betting big, trifecta.
I know. You're not betting big unless you're superfecting, right?
That's right. Just throw it all out there.
Yeah, just dimes, though. That's all it is.
But sounds like awesome time, good experiences. I'm sure a lot of places are already booked that week. And if not, this is a great opportunity. Buzzards has an awesome portfolio, so check them out.
Oh, yeah. I guess we should probably say it for ours, too, because we are going to be closed at our distillery on a Derby weekend. So if you're planning on coming in for Friday and Saturday, we're not going to be having anything here. But we did decide to open up for Wednesday of that week. So if you are going to be here and you're thinking, like, oh, I want to come see what's going on, well, we are going to have availability on that May 1st. So if you want to come and do the whole shebang and everything like that, because Thursday is already booked. Well, we sold out of May 2nd on Thursday pretty much like months ago. So if you're coming Wednesday, May 1st, you can go to pursuedspirits.com and you can book your experience there as well.
Pre-game before Derby.
That's pretty much what it is. Get your Wednesday on. If you're going to come, you might as well come early.
That's right.
So Woodford Reserve, they are also having, it seems like Woodford Reserve is always in the news when it comes to Derby time. Go figure, they are the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. But they also have their $1,000 and $5,000 mint julep cups as a part of their charity program. And this is a distinctive annual tradition, and this year celebrates a sporting milestone, which is, of course, the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. A total of 300 rare julep cups have been created to mark the historic occasion, and each features the iconic twin spires of Churchill Downs adorned in either emeralds or crystals.
Oh.
I know. No longer you just get copper or anything like that, or silver or whatever. The cups are an annual tradition benefiting a charity, and proceeds this year will support the Backside Learning Center, an independent nonprofit organization providing support and resources for the diverse community of racetrack workers and their families at Churchill Downs. These are handmade by Louisville-based jeweler From the Vault, and each cup features the racetrack's famed twin spires. The cup also features an engraving marking the 150th anniversary of the Kentucky Derby from 1875 to 2024. A total of only 300 cups are available. 200, of course, are the silver cups, priced at $1,000, featuring 44 emeralds. And 100 are gold cups at $5,000, featuring 44 crystals. The gold cups include a commemorative limited edition coffee table book that explores 150 years of the Kentucky Derby. The cups can be picked up, the opulent $1,000 mint julep cup experience, at Churchill Downs on Friday, May 3rd, or on Saturday, May 4th, which, of course, is Oaks and Derby Day.
So does gold and silver keep it colder than copper? Or, you know, because normally it's a copper, like,
No. It's a silver. Usually julep is a silver. I actually have my own julep cup at home.
How'd you get your own julep cup?
Because I was inducted into my fraternity's Hall of Fame.
And of course you were.
I got a julep cup with our crest on it and everything like that as well.
It's a picture of you with your comb over.
It sure is. It's a me probably puking off a balcony.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, it works. The hard thing about the julep is you got to have that sonic ice.
Yeah.
You got to have that, whatever that sort of.
I thought it'd be Bavarian ice or whatever.
Well, maybe, actually, you know, they only had that for a while for the Woodford stuff because that was like a certain cocktail they had. I think they're just using regular nugget ice now.
Louisville tap ice.
Yeah. But I think a lot of that ice has gotten, I know we've got a mutual friend that has one of them. Those tabletop ice machines now that are.
I have one.
You have one?
Yeah.
The nugget ice machine?
Yeah.
Well, okay. So, school me. What made you want to get a nugget ice machine?
Well, because our GE Cafe fridge, while very stylish, does not have very much ice capacity. So when we were having parties, we would run out of ice. And so we're like, so we bought that thing to help subsidize the ice making for us. So that's why we bought it.
What? Okay. So this is where
I know we could have gone bought a bag
just
of ice.
Buy ice, right? Because you're not having parties every day.
But then we did that, and then like you only use a half bag, and then you throw it out, and you're like, I don't know. So and to
it's
like
ice that costs like $1.50.
I know, but I got to run up to Kroger and then haul it back,
all
and
right,
then
so
it's
you're like, $3 all in for labor.
But when I'm doing like frozen Ritas or any frozen drink, I can just whip up a bunch of ice and with my
your little
counter
nugget.
Side. Yeah.
Okay.
And right. it makes great frozen drinks. So
I'll quit denying it.
Dude, you buy a ton of stupid shit. So don't give me shit about this ice machine.
I don't disagree. Because here's the thing. Like, I grew up in a household where, I mean, I don't know if your parents were like this, but it's like, not only did you have the fridge in the kitchen, but you had the drink fridge in the garage. And then you also had...
We have a drink fridge in the garage.
But then do you have the deep freezer in the basement?
Oh, yeah.
So you have all that?
Yeah.
Oh, see, my wife doesn't allow me to do any of that.
How do you shop at Costco, then?
That's what it's like. It's like we live on a week-by-week basis. And I just can't... I can't buy enough... We put stuff in the freezer, and it's like it's gone in a week and a half, which gives me more of a reason to go and shop at Costco, which I don't mind.
Yeah, it seems like can't buy any meat because you buy like 10 ribeyes in a pack. You're not eating them all week.
And that's the unfortunate part. Like in my household, it's only going to be me that's eating it because my wife doesn't really eat steak and brisket and anything
and
like that.
And too, we go to Boone's Butcher Shop a lot. Or like when I'm in Bardstown, go to 150 Quick Stop, load up on Jake's and throw it in the deep freezer.
That's true. I do have a... What's the food saver thing? So when I do go get some
you
Jakes.
Have a food saver, but no deep freezer.
Nowhere to save it.
Brilliant.
You know, I didn't say anything was rational that I did. I just tried to understand it. But I am still on board. I still want a deep freezer and I still want a drink fridge. But my wife is just like, you've seen my house. It's super minimal. Like,
I do want
don't
the
have
built-in
clutter.
Ice machine, like with the sonic ice. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because mine are just little nuggets. They're not. The sonic ice.
Sonic
my neighbor has the sonic ice one, and it's like my kids are like, "Can we go to the neighbors get their ice?" I'm like, "No, you're not going over there. Get their ice."
I mean, to be fair, I remember it might have been at your derby party. I think one of the first years that I made mint juleps and brought them over there, I went to Sonic and bought bags of their ice to actually bring to your julep party.
That sounds efficient.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, because they weren't even in cups, right? We just put them into solo cups at that point.
Oh yeah. The styrofoam cup.
Yep, exactly. All right, so this was one of our other news articles here, or headlines, was that Atlanta-based Staghorn has appointed Brindiamo Group founder Jeff Hotmire to serve on the advisory board for its premium spirits business, including the recently unveiled Girard County Distilling Company, which is the largest all-new independent distillery in Kentucky. Having begun its operations in January, Girard County Distilling just filled its 10,000th barrel of fine whiskey, and Hotmire's reputation is widely recognized for its excellence and innovation within the beverage alcohol industry. With this expert guidance, Brindiamo has risen to become one of the leading suppliers of bulk bourbon and whiskey, and his strategic insights and extensive industry connections have been key in expanding Brindiamo's operations through strategic services, asset management, ownership of whiskey barrels, barrel supply, storage facilities, and more across the United States and Europe.
Wait, they filled their... I didn't even think the damn thing was built yet.
Yeah, apparently. Apparently, they just filled their 10,000. They, again, right underneath our noses the entire time.
Okay. Well, I thought they just announced a master distiller like a few months ago. So I guess they're contract
distilling. You don't need a master distiller.
Yeah, you do.
To make whiskey? Come on.
Yeah, Lisa's good, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot she's doing it. But you could still make whiskey without her. Now they're going to find
her. They're probably contract somewhere, I bet.
Oh, and, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, if anybody doesn't know who Jeff Hotmeyer is, we had an episode a long time ago. It's episode 182. This was back on January 3rd of 2019. And we talked about exposing the secrets of bourbon sourcing. And this is kind of when, again, we were all kind of like brand new to it and trying to figure it all out.
Yeah, he's the broker of brokers.
He's the most well-respected one in the industry. And they've got a lot of reputation behind him.
Yep.
All right, so our last news article here is that famous Louisville chef Edward Lee has announced a new cookbook called Bourbon Land. A review of the book described it as a knowledgeable, entertaining, and Lee said is more than a little infatuated with the subject of bourbon. The book helps people learn more about bourbon as an ingredient and not just a drink. Each recipe in the book uses bourbon in some way, and all the recipes in the book are for home cooks, no matter your level of knowledge in the cooking world. The book is not just recipes. He also talks about the history of bourbon, how it came to Kentucky, how to taste bourbon, and the people in the bourbon industry. The book itself is also available in signed copies at Carmichael's bookstores and at Lee's restaurants at 610 Magnolia and Nami Modern's Korean Steakhouses here in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hmm, very cool. Yeah, I got his previous cookbook and the recipes were too hard for a home cook. So hopefully
fat washed, whatever.
Yeah, they were complicated, but that's just me. But that I like Ed's food. He's a good chef, so I'm excited. Maybe, let's see what the recipes are.
Maybe we're due for a repeat because the last time we had him on the show. So anybody that wants to know, episode 53 is when we actually had Chef Edward Lee on the show. And that was back in June of 2016. Maybe we're due for a repeat or something like that because it's been a long time since we talked to him in front of a microphone.
Back when he was doing Top Chef and him and Trey had that chef collab or whatever.
Exactly. There's a lot of things that have happened since 2016.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's it for the bourbon news. But stick around. We got a lot of bourbon release news coming up. If you're anything like me, then you can't get enough about bourbon. And that's why I'm a subscriber to Bourbon Plus magazine. Bourbon Plus is a quarterly publication that tells the stories from the heart of bourbon. The farmers who grow the grain, the distillers who labor over the process, and the people like you and me who raise their glasses to celebrate it all. Subscribe to Bourbon Plus magazine today at bourbonplus.com, that's PLUS.com, and use code PURSUIT at checkout for $5 off your subscription. Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. And you can get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone. Transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/bourbon, all lowercase, and go to shopify.com/bourbon to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/bourbon. All right, who's ready? Lucky number 18. 18 different bourbon places to talk about, right? I'll try to keep them short.
I'll keep my rebuttals short and brief.
There's only one that we're going to have a good laugh at.
Okay.
Well, this is going to be the shortest one, and that's because Michter's, they do such a great job just getting straight to the point. It says, this April, Louisville-based Michter's Distillery will begin releasing its 10-year Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Michter's 10-year bourbon has a suggested retail price of $185, and that's it.
Well, that's all you need to know, really, because everybody knows it's good.
It's good. It's always good. It's a no fail.
Yep.
And it's always just delicious and oaky and everything that we like rolled up into one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's our next one. American whiskey blender Dixon Dedman, of course, the founder of 2XO, has launched the Kawia
Kiowa.
Kiowa.
Jesus.
Did we talk about this one already? I can't remember. The Kiowa blend. It's a limited release and the fourth release in the 2XO Kentucky Straight Bourbon Icon series. The name of the bottle references Kiowa Island, the barrier island.
What you call it? Iowa?
Did I mess it up again? Kiowa, right?
Kiowa.
Kiowa, yeah. It's a barrier island on the Atlantic coast about 25 miles southwest of Charleston, South Carolina. I'm fucking up again. The Kiowa blend is comprised of two mash bills, a high rye 35% bourbon mash bill and a moderate rye 18% bourbon mash bill. Deadman double barrels the high rye into new charred oak barrels in both number 3 and number 4 char levels for 9 months to a year. The double barreled high rye mash bill takes up 60% of this particular blend, and the Kiowa blend will be available nationwide online at reservebar.com with a suggested retail price of $100 per bottle.
Very cool. I think Dixon, ironically, the one time I've stayed at Kiowa Island, Dixon was there and ran into him, but I think his family has a place or something there, so they vacation there a lot, so it's probably a tribute to that or whatever. So,
so we gotta
spend a lot of time there.
So we're going to call our next one the A1A blend for you?
A1A. I don't go to A1A.
You don't?
It's 30A.
30A, sorry.
Yeah, maybe. I guess I did go in the winter, so yeah, 30A blend.
You're down there at least once a year. You're good
for
it.
That's true.
I don't go that often. I don't travel that often. But
we'll call yours Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, actually, it's not a bad one, to be honest with you. Well, if we start going through this and we get sued, that all it does is just bring more eyeballs to us.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
High and Wicked, they're the award-winning. We've just now started learning about them. We did a release of them and talked about them not too long ago. But they have, again, a line of whiskeys within the Altamar Brands portfolio of premium distilled spirits. And they're now releasing their first cash strength rye and its newest cash strength bourbon offering of its flagship rye and bourbon whiskeys. High and Wicked Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey uses a 5-year-old sour mash with a mash bill of 91% rye, 9% malted barley, and this was distilled by New Rift Distilling and bottled without chill filtration at 124 proof. High and Wicked Kentucky Straight Bourbon features a 5-year aged sweet mash. The expression is a mash bill of 51% corn, 39% rye, 10% malted barley, distilled, aged, and bottled in Kentucky, cash strength, 123.2 proof, and these both have a suggested retail price of $90.
I think we'd like to. Was it the rye we?
I think it was.
Yeah, it was a rye.
I can't remember. Yeah. I'm sitting here like looking at the shelf over here if I can pick it out. But it was. They were both good. I mean,
yeah. So
you're getting them from good sources. They're going to be good.
Yep.
All right. Here's our next one. Is that High West is excited to release this year's Boo Rye. You've always been a big fan of the Boo Rye.
I do like the Boo Rye.
Cleverly named, a Boo Rye is a mix of straight rye and straight bourbon whiskeys that are aged for a minimum of 10 years. So in the mash bill here, you have straight rye whiskey of a 95.5 coming from MGP and an 80.20 that's also coming from High West Distillery. On the straight bourbon side, there's a 75.21.4 coming from MGP and a 78.10.12 that says it's coming from Kentucky. Nothing else beyond that. It is 92 proof. It has $125 SRP, and it is only available at the High West Saloon at their distillery there.
Well, I heard it's awesome there, Park City.
Yeah. It does say in this. This whiskey is not available nationwide.
Well.
Interesting cake, huh?
That would make sense if it's only available in Park City.
Yeah, I know, but this has kind of been one of those things.
I know, it's like always.
It's always available. Usually kind of a widespread thing, so who knows?
Yeah. Maybe because it's a 10-year version, they have like a non-age stated version and not that's out in market.
That's true. Maybe this, the 10-year one is only available there.
Yep.
Good call. Good thinking, Ryan.
Yeah.
Always on top of it.
Some days.
Well, think of always on top of it. This is something that we have had the absolute pleasure of having him at our distillery, recording videos with it. And now it's finally out there. So anybody that's been paying attention to anything on social media, Jim Gaffigan, the comedian known for his self-deprecating sense of humor, has launched his very own whiskey brand called Father Time Bourbon. According to Cortle, I don't know what the hell this is, Gavin claimed the whiskey was made with no corporate or investor backing, and autographed bottles of the debut Father Time Bourbon expression are available on Sealbox for $150. The bourbon clocks in, of course, at 92.4 proof and is distilled in it says it's distilled in Bardstown, Kentucky. We'll clean that up. According to the brand, Gaffigan did his research, sampled loads of barrels, and personally selected all the bourbon that would become Father Time. The comedian alleges that he was pitched multiple times to do a spirits deal from big companies, but declined every single time. A statement on the brand's website shared the impetus for the idea. After the most recent time he was pitched on a spirits deal, he thought, why don't I just try to do something myself? That might make it less cringy, and I'd be able to personally guarantee it won't taste like garbage. If the whole project fails, at least it'll be on me. As for Gaffigan's new venture, the comedian posted another video done in the style of a prescription medication commercial featuring the talents of other comedians like Ted Alexandro. He claimed that the bourbon was for 3 out of 5 men affected by the condition known as, of course, fatherhood. This can affect all types of men, good-looking men, ugly men, it doesn't matter, Gaffigan claims. He states that the only thing he can rectify this condition is something that he developed with a group of scientists called Father Time Bourbon.
Yeah, I saw that video. It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Travis Hill's in there. He's like, well, I'm not a father, but I feel sorry for my friends that are fathers.
And then did you see on the subtitle, it said, like, expect to be, like, conditioned for fatherhood.
That video was great.
Yeah.
Jim's hilarious. I was always a huge fan of his, and when we came back, I was, like, blown away. It's like, I couldn't believe the day flew by when he was here.
It was a couple hours, and, I mean, just to give you all kind of idea, you know, Jim shows up the morning of, and people always ask us, like, how did you all get hooked up with Jim Gaffigan? And to kind of spoil the story, it's a friend of a friend and how it all happened. But they, and knowing that we had a distillery and knowing that he could come and kind of let us do some kind of like hands-on stuff, let him get really into the bourbon side of things.
Educate him.
Yeah, that's really where we came in with it. And some other things on the back end too. But beyond that, it's just been, it was really a kind of a surreal experience to sit there and see somebody that you have sat there and watched on Comedy Central from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Like actually sitting across the table from you, somebody that you've seen. Like I've literally paid to go see him at Louisville Palace multiple times, and now he's across this, you know, the table from you. And it's just it was a really cool experience.
It was. And kudos to him. We kind of knew about this project when he's coming, but he really wanted to come to Kentucky. He was passionate about the spirit and really wanted to go dive in deep, really educate himself on it so he could be a part of the whole process for his brand versus just, you know, putting his name and face on it and just slapping a sticker on it. So it's pretty cool of him.
I'm just glad now, like the NDA's released, like it's a
okay. Yeah, I didn't
sigh
screw
of relief.
It up.
Yeah, we didn't let the cat out of its bag too early. So I'm glad to see that it's now out there. So anybody that's interested, of course, fathertimebourbon.com. And I would say at least if you're not going to order the whiskey, definitely go watch the videos because they're absolutely hilarious.
Yes.
All right, so going on here, Lux Row Distillers announced the latest addition to the Ezra Brooks brand family, and this is Ezra Brooks 99 Port Wine Cask Finish. This has been finished in port wine cask from Portugal for 6 months with a mash bill of 78% corn, 10% rye, 12% malted barley. Ezra Brooks 99 Port Wine Cask Finish is distilled using the highest quality ingredients, age old-fashioned the way, and bottled at 99 proof. Distinctive packaging features prominent callouts with a special label color highlighting the port cask finish, and the new variant will start shipping to retailers later this month, with a suggested retail price of only $35 a bottle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's a value.
How do you compete with that? That's insane.
Yeah.
Scale, 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 scale.
Scale, scale. They love using the word variant. All the MGP Lux Row brands.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate that word.
I think it's okay.
I know.
What else do you call it?
I don't know. Expression.
Yeah, I guess that you're fancy, though. Because a lot of the variants, that all comes from like the beer world. But yeah, it is what it is.
This reminds me of COVID.
That's true.
Yep.
Yep. You're still going to be sick because the next one's on its way.
That's right.
So this one, this is another huge brand. Old Smoky Distillery, of course, the nation's fastest growing spirits company. They're announcing the nationwide distribution of its Tennessee Straight Bourbon Whiskey. So this is barrel aged for 4 years and true to Tennessee tradition. This high quality whiskey expands Old Smoky's premium straight whiskey offering. This product release follows the launch of James Ownsby Reserve, which is their premium whiskey brand, commemorating the remarkable history and spirit of James Ownsby, the fifth generation great-grandfather of Old Smoky Distillers founder Joe Baker. This 94-proof whiskey is aged in American virgin oak barrels and filtered using the Lincoln County process, passing through sugar maple before aging. And this has an SRP of, again, only $35.
Yeah, Old Smoky's crushing it. Just shows you Americans love sweet shit.
Oh, I mean,
I think they're like biggest sellers, like banana cream pie or something.
It's insane. like anybody that listens to this, I mean, I don't know, like we spent too much time analyzing this sort of stuff, and so we actually had the chance to meet some of the folks from Old Smoky before, and then of course you see some of the data points that come out from the sales, and it's like we see it's like Tito's, Jim Beam, like Old Smoky, and you're like, holy crap.
Yeah,
like people are drinking that much flavored moonshine. I guess so. And they must be just absolutely killing it there. It's in Gatlinburg, right?
Like, yeah, I'm surprised there. They would try to even dabble into real whiskey.
I know. It's like, why are you messing around? Just keep doing this.
Yeah, just keep doing the flavored shit.
You don't even need to age it. Just go ahead, take it off the still, put it in a bottle, throw some coloring
and some syrup in it.
Golly. Yeah, it's insane the amount of volume that they do.
Yep.
But that's, but then again, it also goes back into this, maybe this nostalgia or like the way that people want to think themselves, like, ooh, I'm drinking moonshine. Like,
right.
Nah, I'm sorry to tell you, man.
Moonshine like, doesn't taste like that.
I was like, I've had moonshine out of like plastic jugs and mason jars and like real, I mean, I know there isn't a mason jar, but like unlabeled mason jars. And yeah, that it does not taste like that.
No, it's much hotter and much more unpleasant.
Yeah, it's not 89 proof or whatever it
no.
is, right? Yeah. All right. So of course, it couldn't be a year if we didn't start talking about Booker's. So the first Booker's batch of 2024 is now out, and it's Booker's Springfield batch. And this batch is named after
Springfield. Just making headlines.
Well, what do you think it's named after?
Springfield, Kentucky.
There you go. It's a small town in central Kentucky where Booker No was born and raised. This batch is made up of 5 production dates stored in 4 different aging warehouses. The age here is 7 years, 7 months, and 8 days, has 124.5 proof. And here is the breakdown for the Springfield batch is that 17% came from the 5th floor of 9-story warehouse G, 7% from the 4th floor of 9-story warehouse H, 31% from the 5th floor, 7-story warehouse Z, and 45% came from the 4th floor of 7-story warehouse 3. The color of this butcher, I'm not going to color, blah, 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 blah.
It's brown.
It tastes, but it's brown. It has a suggested retail price of $90.
Okay. Sure, it's good.
It always is.
Yep. It's cool they gave you the breakdown of the floors because you just assume they're like, whatever's ready.
Just put it in a bottle.
Yep.
I don't know how many warehouses they have, but they must
a
have
lot.
Over 24 because they went from A to Z and they said, well, I guess we'll start with the numbers.
Yeah, they got a lot.
That must be it's a good thing to have, I guess.
They might have 23 on one site. And there's probably 23 on each site.
There's a lot of, because they have what? They have the most
Boston.
Whiskey. Well, they have the most whiskey of anybody in Kentucky.
Correct.
Obviously. All right, so Bacta Spirits, or the world's preeminent house of vintages, has announced the launch of its second ever bourbon vintage, which is Bacta 2014 bourbon. And this is also going to have an SRP of $150, solidifying the brand's signature concept of single-year spirits into a new tradition that will see more allocated and collectible vintage releases on an annual basis. This is curated from the global sellers of Whistle Pig Whiskey's founder, Raj Peter Bacta. And this year's annual release is a transatlantic coupling of brash American bourbon and exquisite French craftsmanship conceived to showcase complexity, variability, and nuance that defines the vintage segment. After nearly a decade of initial aging, this exquisite single vintage whiskey underwent a 125-day secondary cask finish in ex-French oak barrels, which had previously held Bacta's 1973 Armagnac, and more than 50 years of extended aging. Finishing casks were selected from the historic cellars of Chateau Bacta in Condom, France, and bottled at 105.4 proof and released at 9 years of age. Bacta 2014 bourbon carries an MGP distilled mash bill of 99% corn, 1% malted barley, and there will be 1,500 cases with an SRP of $150.
It's a pretty bottle. I've seen the bottle.
I've seen it before, too.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
It's kind of reminds me of like Forbiddens a little bit.
It does kind of, yeah. It's got those jagged edges.
Apothecary kind of. What do you say?
Apothecary. I don't know. It's better than Kiowa or whatever.
It's Kiowa.
Yeah.
like I'm sitting. Kiowa sounds like I'm slicing fruit.
It does.
Now this is a brand that, I mean, it's been around as long as I've been drinking bourbon, but it's kind of starting to see a resurgence. It reminds me of what Sazerac is doing for Benchmark, is what Jim Beam is doing for Overholt.
Oh, yeah.
So this longstanding American whiskey brand, maintained continuously since 1810, has announced its newest release called Overholt. And this is shepherding the newest evolution of Pennsylvania rye imbued with heritage and legacy. Reintroducing consumers to one of the first styles of American whiskey, Overholt is reclaiming its stature as one of the most iconic rye whiskey brands by redefining the breadth and future of rye. A. Overholt uses the same mash bill as Overholt founder Abraham Overholt that he used back in 1810, which is 80% rye and 20% soft malted barley. Freddie Noe, who's of course the 8th generation, the James B. Beam Distilling Company, he champions the legacy, propelling the brand forward through a rebirth of this whiskey's iconic legacy of A. Overholt. Pennsylvania born, Kentucky made. 95 proof with an SRP of $40.
Yeah, people went kind of bonkers over the 10-year overhaul last year. People are going crazy over it.
Yeah, when people were saying like, oh, this is Booker's 10-year, but you're not, you don't really think about it.
Yeah, I tried it.
Or Booker's thinking, rye.
I don't know if it's Booker's. It's not that high proof, is it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's good stuff, yeah. And it's a cool old label, and yeah, vintage.
Here's the thing. I don't have any Overholt in my library collection at a bottle of home at all. So I haven't really visited in a long time. So I'd be interested to even just go pick up a bottle and see what's going on nowadays.
It's a good price. I think it's like
$40.
Yeah.
At least for this one. It's a new one. I like how they're like, we're combining Pennsylvania and blah, blah, blah. Like, well, we just took the mash bill and made it in Kentucky.
So. Yeah, that's...
There's a story for everything.
There right? is.
That's how it goes.
Find an angle, Kenny.
That's how it is.
Don't you know it by now?
I have not learned yet, but I'm trying.
I'm trying.
So, Chicken Cock, they are releasing a new limited edition of their Double Oak Single Barrel in partnership with the PGA Tour. And this is coming from their pro and whiskey enthusiast, Kevin Kisner, whom Chicken Cock Whiskey signed a multi-year partnership with last year. The new Kentucky whiskey comes just in time for the men's major golf championship season. Coming off a sold-out first single-barrel limited edition bottle, the Chicken Cock Whiskey in 2023, this is now, again, Kisner is going to partner with this one on two additional Double Oak Kentucky Whiskey single barrels. These single barrels are some of the most interesting whiskeys Chicken Cock has available. It's a 9-year-age Double Oak Kentucky Straight Whiskey. The Double Oak Kentucky Whiskey was first placed in ex-bourbon barrels for 7 years and then finished in new white oak barrels for an additional 2 years to add, again, more complexity flavor, blah, blah. Each single barrel for the Kisner release was selected by Kisner with input from Chicken Cock's master distiller, Greg Snyder. The Kevin Kiz Kisner Single Barrel is the Kentucky whiskey with a mash bill of 80% corn, 11.5% rye, and 8.5% malt and barley. Bottled at barrel proof, 119.2, and they're now available for purchase at chickencockwhiskey.com for $150.
All right. Kevin Kisner, good golfer. Golf season's here. It's Masters Week.
It is. It's Masters Week. We've got Augusta. We got PGA Tour of the Valhalla, like, on the loom. Like, everybody's just talking about it. There's a lot of things. I just saw on the news last week, like, all the volunteers for everything. For the everything happening here, where they're all like picking up their stuff and whatnot, so it looked, I mean, there was like hundreds of people.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big deal, and they don't know when if it'll ever come back here because the PGA sold owned the Valhalla and sold it 2 years ago, so maybe the last one ever.
Oh gosh, now we're gonna have to like go somewhere to see it again.
Yep, which won't happen.
No, it's not gonna happen. But very cool. Congratulations. Actually, I think we were on a flight not too long ago.
Oh yeah,
where are we going? We're going to Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah. You sat next to...
I sat next to Greg on the flight. Well, actually, there was somebody in the middle of us, and so we did one of those things where...
Oh,
like,
gosh. That person in the middle is like, yeah, God,
they're like,
bless.
You leave me you alone.
Do you want me to get up so y'all can sit next to each other?
Yeah, so we talked a little bit. They got a lot of cool things happening with there, which we'll probably hear more about in press releases in the coming weeks.
Very cool.
Yep. So, Black & Whiskey has announced the release of the 2024 edition of Ride the Lightning. This is inspired by Metallica's 6x platinum sophomore album, Ride the Lightning. The 2024 edition of Rye the Lightning, is crafted from a blend of straight rye whiskeys hand-selected by Rob Dietrich, who is their master blender. The whiskeys are vatted and transferred for finishing to Madeira wine and Caribbean rum casks for 2 to 14 weeks each, where they undergo Black &'s proprietary Black Noise Sonic Enhancement process. Rye the Lightning is non-chill filtered, bottled at 92 proof, and has an SRP of $70.
I gotta see this Black Sonic, whatever it is, technology.
I mean, we can go, and didn't Copper and Kings do it right over there?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, I think they do all that over there.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't think they have a trademarked name for it, but I think you can go over there in their cellar, and they've just got music playing.
We got to do something. I'll roll a lot of barrels here. It's Cecil rolled.
There you go. Maybe just like drop from a foot off of a pallet or something like
that's
that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Lifting and depalleting, palleting. Patented system.
Extra shake and char.
That's right.
That's what it is.
Very cool. These are usually pretty good, so.
I haven't had anything bad from Black.
Yeah.
I've actually been really surprised a lot of stuff they put out. I don't think they get enough, I guess, namesake and notoriety. I think they put out really good product.
I agree.
Well, here we go. Keep it going.
Gosh, how many we have?
We're getting close. So last fall, Savage & Cook Distillery's patience has finally paid off as they gave whiskey lovers a taste of what they've been working on for nearly a decade. Along with their new whiskeys, they also debuted a new look for the brand, but they aren't stopping there. This spring, they're also putting out new limited releases. They got two of them. They have bottled and bond bourbons are joining their three core Savage Cook products on the shelf. So the first one is called Howling Mob Bourbon Whiskey. It's a one-time release with just 31 barrels having been produced. It's a bloody, and they have, the second one is a Bloody Butcher Corn Bourbon Whiskey coming from 44 different barrels that will be an annual release each spring. Both products were made entirely at the Savage and Cook Distillery on Mare Island. Both are aged 4 years, 100 proof, and retails for $100 a bottle.
That's the Prisoner brand, right?
It is the Prisoner brand. And we did a Savage and Cook pick that was a... It was an
Zinfandel, I think.
MGP Agent of Zinfandel, which was really good.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Which I still think they're available on kegandbottle.com. So if you want to see other single barrels that are available...
If you like flavor and not labels, you should get this one.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's not just another sourced bottle. I promise it's delicious. We wouldn't pick it if we didn't think so.
That's right.
Well, it's another week, and of course, I think Still Austin's come out with something else here. So they're also announcing the release of their limited Ruby Red Port Barrel Finished Straight Rye Whiskey. And this is the 13th expression now on their highly sought-after Distillery Reserve series. This new release will be available for purchase online beginning Monday, April 15th, and also at distillery pickup only. For this release, Still Austin paired the distiller's art with the work of Texas writer Stacy Swan. Notably, each bottle is unique with a different handwritten label from the fragment of her story. You can read it its entirety at stillaustin.com/goodchaos. This 100% rye whiskey has been aged for 4 years, then finished 8 months in a Ruby Red Port barrel. And no SRP was sent, but I'm guessing it's probably less than $50.
Hmm. Well, it's a good price.
It always is.
Good alleged price.
Allegedly. Heaven Hill has announced a release. This is actually, I've seen a lot of people post and talk about this one. They have announced the release of Old Fitzgerald Bottled and Bond 25th Anniversary Edition, commemorating the anniversary of Heaven Hill acquiring the historic Bernheim Distillery of DSP KY1 in Louisville, Kentucky, along with the Old Fitzgerald brand. Comprised of 13-year-old barrels, this edition ushers in the latest release of the Decanter series and adds the Heaven Hill Distillery's Bottled and Bond legacy. After the catastrophic fire at Old Heaven Hill Springs Distillery in November 1996, Heaven Hill acquired the Bernheim Distillery in Louisville in April 1999. The barrels used for this release were produced in September of 1999, emptied in March 2013, weighted, and then bottled in February 2024. When these barrels were tested in 2013, it was decided the taste profile at 13 years old was exceptional, and the profile would be reserved for a special occasion, such as the 25th anniversary edition. 13 is also a lucky number for Heaven Hill, as the company filled its first barrel ever on December 13th, 1935. This edition is available with a suggested retail price of $230.
Wow, it's very cool. It's in stainless steel tanks. And Old Fitzgerald reminds me of our good friend, rest in peace, Mike Sonny. He was instrumental in redeveloping that brand in Larceny for Heaven Hill. So it always brings back good memories. So it's cool that they're commemorating with such a... I heard it's awesome. I haven't had it, obviously, but...
It's right over there on the shelf. We haven't opened it either.
Okay.
We haven't opened it. It's over there.
Well, I'm excited to try it. Think about Mike. So he was a good guy.
Cheers to you, Mike.
Yep.
All right, we're coming down here towards the end. We haven't heard one out of this company in a long time. Orphan Barrel.
I haven't, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen they release like crazy scotches and stuff, but who cares?
But here we go. We're back with bourbon this time. They're presenting a new liquid within its collection, and it's called Indigo's Hour Straight Bourbon Whiskey. And this is, again, aged 18 years. It's a testament to the artistry of American whiskey craftsmanship. Much like the life cycle of a butterfly, which they've chosen to represent as their whiskey through the bottle's label design, the bourbon undergoes a metamorphosis of its own, evolving of its journey from barrel to bottle with meticulous care and attention to detail. Distilled in Indiana, aged in Kentucky, bottled in Tennessee, each stage of this liquid's journey contributed to its unique character and complexity. Crafted from a mash bill of 68% corn, 28% rye, 4% malted barley, Indigo's Hour aged gracefully over 18 years in charred white oak barrels, resulting in exquisite straight bourbon whiskey. This special edition is available at select spirits retailers nationwide with a suggested retail price of $225 and is available for purchase beginning on April 1st.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's really good. 18-year
MGP,
juice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anything over 12 years has always been good from MGP.
Yeah, and it's crazy.
They gave
you the source instead of it being an orphan mystery barrel.
Yeah, it's like we could pretty much dial this one pretty quick.
People give them a hard time. I really liked those early orphan barrels. I thought they were good.
I don't know if I liked Old Blowhard as much, but what was the one with the fox
barter
on it?
House.
Barter House.
Yeah, that was good.
I liked that one.
And then like the first Rhetoric was like a 15. That was really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the only problem I think that people just give them crap on is like, you know, as a whiskey geek, you go and chase after it. and you kind of want something to be a little more higher proof. And that's, I think, true. That's the only thing that people kind of like dog them on.
Yeah. Wonder what Blue Run thinks of the butterfly metamorphosis stuff.
Dang it, we had that. That was our whole entire story.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's what you get when you try to fight against it's Diageo, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Try to fight against that machine.
Good luck.
All right. Here's the one I said you're going to laugh at. Milam and Green, they're introducing their second release.
Oh, boy.
Of the 2024 Wildlife Collection. And this one is the Mockingbird Single Barrel Bourbon.
Ooh. Is it red?
It is not. I don't think it's red.
Mockingbirds love red colors.
Oh, is it? I have no idea.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a limited edition cask strength spirit. And Milam and Green Mockingbird Single Barrel Bourbon is named for the state bird of Texas, which is a medium-sized with big personality. Kind of like me. Northern mockingbirds found throughout Texas year-round are slender and gray, kind of like you.
Yeah.
With a long-tailed.
It's because of those record colds that they always talk about.
We'll get there. It's in here. With a long-tailed and bold white stripe on each wing. A signature trait is its ability to mimic the songs of other birds as well as environmental sounds. Isn't that what Predator used to do? Mockingbirds use mimicry as a means of communication to attract mates, establish a territory, and ward off potential threats, which I have no idea what any of this has to do about whiskey. Mockingbirds are also known for their adaptability to diverse urban and rural habitats and resilience to harsh environments.
Sounds like an episode of Planet Earth.
We just need Morgan Freeman to sit there and be like,
yeah.
And like the burls aging in Milam and Green rickhouses, they experience in Texas. Milam and Green Wildlife Collection Mockingbird Single Barrel Bourbon is pulled from cask number 519, yielding only 173 bottles in this limited edition, 128.21 per proof cask strength release. Mockingbird Single Barrel Bourbon was distilled in Tennessee with a mash bill of 84% corn, 8% rye, 8% malted barley. Barreled in Tennessee on March 8th, 2016, where it aged for 6 years, 7 months. Then it was brought to Texas, where it aged further in 4 months in extreme drought and once in a generation ice storm on the north side of Milam and Green Rickhouse number 2 this time. Mockingbird Single Barrel Bourbon was bottled again on February 26, 2024, and has a proof, 128.21 proof, SRP of $150.
Your words are fluttering like a mockingbird.
They really are. I just can't get them out. They're just flapping so fast.
I'm just thinking of Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber. Mock.
Ing. Yeah.
Ing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys.
All right. Well, there we go. That's another one here. All right. There's one more story to go through.
Thank God.
I know. It's not about bourbon, but because it was bourbon, but maybe it's not bourbon, but it's a rebrand of it, might as well go ahead and talk about it. So Jamie Foxx isn't exactly new to the celebrity spirits world, having purchased Brown Sugar Bourbon back in 2021, but the news just arrived that Foxx's flavored whiskey brand is relaunching after undergoing a complete overhaul with a new name and label design and even new liquid in the bottle. Apparently, Foxx has fully recovered from the still mysterious health scare that he had last year and still going full steam ahead with the launch of his new whiskey, now called BSB, or what we call Brown Sugar Blend. While details are limited about what is exactly in the bottle, we know that it is a flavored whiskey bottled at 70 proof, an increase from the original 60 proof, with prominent nose below. The bottle has been redesigned with a black matte glass texture, and the label is now a glow-in-the-dark BSB logo on the front that seems built for the bottles, built in for bottle service. Though, admittedly, there will be quite a markup considering BSB whiskey retails for just $25. Serious whiskey drinkers probably won't rush out to buy the bottle, but the fact of the matter is that flavored whiskey category is growing. Lauren Kayak, who's the SVP of marketing for West Brands, the company that partnered with Foxx on BSB, says that U.S. depletions have reached around 18.25 million cases in 2023, up from 14 million in 2019. In fact,
of BSB?
No,
or
and I think that's just
flavored
whiskey. Yeah.
Gotcha.
While overall whiskey sales from the drinks giant Brown-Forman have flattened, the company's Jack Daniel's Tennessee Apple have increased by 50%, and other distilleries and brands are expanding their flavored whiskey portfolios. Crown Royal just added blackberry-flavored Canadian whiskey to its lineup.
Oh, don't bring that up.
And newcomer Screwball Whiskey has been successful with its peanut butter-flavored whiskey.
I love how they say, all these other brands are doing great, so we should do
it. We should do it. In fact, Ryan, we've got to figure out what's going to be our blackberry whiskey.
I know. Maybe mulberry.
You think?
I don't know.
Just add more sorghum to it.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
More sorghum.
Yeah. Anyway, but like I said, that's the end of it. I just thought it was interesting that it was used to be called Brown Sugar Bourbon. Now it's not. Now it's just BSB. Maybe it's just all GNS with a bunch of flavoring into it, and they got it for a little bit lower price, but who knows? Just now that it's out there, you don't
have
to worry
about
it.
I love how they said whiskey fans won't rush to get it.
That was coming from another news article, so I stole that out of there.
Gotcha.
So tip of the hat to, I can't remember, but it's another great whiskey writer out there.
Gotcha.
That's all I do. I sit there and I steal everybody's good news articles.
Yep. Well, that's it.
That's it. That is This Week in Bourbon. That is a big one because we were out last week, but we'll be back again next week with maybe more of a bridge version.
Yeah. And real quickly to end it, I meant to say this at the beginning of the show, but that's okay if you stuck through all those releases. But this is the anniversary of my good friend Josh Barrick, who tragically passed away last year this week. And I just want to thank the entire bourbon community for rallying behind him and the cause and everyone that donated bottles and donated to the cause. We were able to raise around $150,000 for his family for education and funds and whatnot. So just want to say thank you for the community. It's a sad time in our community, but the bourbon community also just stepped up and that made things a lot better for us. So just want to say thank you.
Absolutely. And thank you all out there for being avid listeners, supporters, everything like that. We've had a lot of people come through here doing tours and stuff. So make sure when you say, how did you find out about us? Say, I'm a Bourbon Pursuit podcast listener. But with that, and of course, pursuitthebeards.com. But with that, cheers, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Toodles. Tequila sucks.